Good morning. Well, another Super Bowl has come and gone. Wait a minute, that was last year's. I'm sorry. When I did this last year, I talked about that, okay? I just wanted to say at least one thing about that, all right? This year, my team was there, and they still lost, okay? So, the greatest of all time is still on the throne, but it's not a football player. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's still on the throne. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil in Matthew 4:1. Interesting. So even Jesus was tempted. A holy character does not prevent temptation, for Jesus was tempted. When Satan tempts us, his sparks fall upon tinder. But in Christ's case, it was like striking sparks on water. Yet the enemy continued his evil work. Now, if the devil goes on striking when there is no result, how much more will he do it when he knows what inflammable stuff our hearts are made of? Though you become greatly sanctified by the Holy Spirit, expect that the great dog of hell will bark at you still. In the haunts of men, we expect to be tempted, but even seclusion will not guard us from some trials. Jesus Christ was led away from human society into the wilderness and was tempted by the devil. Solitude has its charms and its benefits and may be useful in checking the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. But the devil will follow us into the loveliest of retreats. Do not suppose that it is only the worldly minded who have dreadful thoughts or blasphemous temptations, for even spiritually minded persons endure the same. And in a holiest position, we may suffer the darker temptation. The utmost consecration of spirit will not ensure you against satanic temptation. Christ was consecrated through and through. It was his meat and drink to do the will of him that sent him. And yet, he was tempted. Your hearts may glow with an angelic flame of love for Jesus, and yet the devil will try to bring you down to lukewarm uselessness. If you can tell me when God permits a Christian to lay aside his spiritual armor, I will tell you when Satan has left off temptation. Like the old knights in wartime, we must sleep with helmet and breastplate buckled on, for the archdeceiver will seize our first unguarded moment to make us his prey. May the Lord keep us watchful in all seasons and grant us a final escape from the jaw of the lion and the paw of the bear. This was written many years ago by Charles Spurgeon. It's still true today. It's still true today. Even his disciples experienced temptation. When Jesus went to the garden, he asked them to watch and pray. He says, "For even temptation may overcome you." And it did, and they fell asleep. And when it came time to stand for Jesus, they left. Yet Jesus still stood for them. And even when we leave him, even when we're tempted to do the things that the Lord says is wrong, he stands with us. Now, if that isn't powerful, then nothing is. His power, his spirit, gives us what we need to stand for him, to go from day to day. Now, each of us may have had a week where some of that occurred, where we were tempted and we fail. You know what's great about communion? It's time to stop and say, "Lord, you know it all. You know my heart. You know my thoughts. You know I failed you." But like in a marriage conference that Christine and I went to, the one reminder that keeps staying in my mind is, I may have failed, but I'm not a failure. Because he still reigns. Because his spirit still gives us the power to overcome. And that includes overcoming grumbling and complaining. Everybody ever do that? That wasn't a question. Yeah. We can complain about even the weather when it's a beautiful day outside. Or we can complain that it's Monday morning and we have to go to work. Now tonight, I ask for your prayers because we'll be driving to Tucson to see a concert? Tulsa. Tucson. Wow. Okay. I'm going to Tucson. It's warm there. Okay. Okay. I forgot to tell you that, Chris. Okay. But we're going to Tulsa, so we're going to be getting in late. I do not want to grumble and complain when I have to get up in the morning. And after this week, I probably won't. It's been a good week there at Cooks and Hills. And it's going to get better this week. Keep that in mind. It's better now. So when Jesus suffered and died, he gave up his body. It was broken for all mankind. It was broken for each and every one of us. That's hard to fathom, being crucified. But I've actually watched documentaries on that, and it's stirring, you might say. Examine your hearts, ask the Lord to cleanse them, and partake of his body. But not only was it a broken body, it was a bleeding body too. And the cup of juice or wine or whatever they use represents that. And he shed his blood for us, that we would be cleansed thoroughly. So with that forgiveness, the guilt can be erased, for he paid it all. Partake in the cup. Heavenly Father, by your grace, by your strength, by your power, we can stand whole, forgiven, cleansed, justified, and sanctified because of what you did. Because you didn't stay in that grave. You rose again to show the power of such great love. And we thank you for that. Bless our service now as we continue. May your name be praised in Jesus' name. Amen.